Greetings to all who are taking some time to come together with the St. Paul community to listen and reflect on God's word and work in our lives. And as we gather together today, we come together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join me now in a word of prayer. God of heaven and earth, before the foundation of the universe and before the beginning of time, you are the triune God, author of all creation, eternal word of salvation, life-giving spirit of wisdom. Guide us to all truth by your spirit, that we may proclaim all that Christ has revealed and rejoice in the glory he shares with us. Glory and praise to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our reading today is taken from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 13. And Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Be restored. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." So as we hear this reading today, it's one of the many blessings that Paul gives to us throughout all of his letters. But for many of us today, endings might just be something that we rush past. How many of us have an email signature already saved or one that we go to regularly without even thinking about it? Or if you think about watching a movie, how many of us rush past those closing credits? We might stick around and watch them if we know that there's another scene after them, but most of the time, we get up and we leave before finishing them. Or if we're thinking that maybe we don't rush past the ending, maybe we find ourselves rushing to the ending. I know I've shared on multiple occasions that one of my bad habits is that as I'm reading a book, I jump to the ending to know how it ends before I read the whole story to get there. Or I know that there are some weekends in church where I wait for that benediction at the end of the service so that way I can get to all the things that I need to do that day. But throughout all of his ministry and in all of his letters, Paul seems to believe that the endings are what matter most. He spends at times throughout his ministry correcting various theologians and churches. He engages in different theological arguments and debates. He gives words of encouragement to his acquaintances. He sends warnings for all to hear. But no matter how he is engaging with others, Paul always slows it down to make sure that the end of his interaction is deeply impactful and that he leaves those around him, lastly, with a blessing. And we can go through all of the letters that he has written for us and read of the many blessings and benedictions that he leaves for the churches and for all the people in those letters. A large number of them end with the line, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." And then some of the letters go on to expand on that blessing, saying, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus." And even more say, "Peace be to the brothers and sisters with love and faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all who have an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ." And that opening blessing that we hear in church almost every week, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all," comes from one of Paul's letters. And if you take that time to go through and to read, finding all of these blessings and benedictions that Paul concludes his letters with, you'll see that each of them give reminders for the church, for the body of Christ to come together in recognizing what God gives to us. They give reminders on how we are to be in fellowship with one another. They give us those blessings of grace always given to us freely. And as you read through these letters and listening to those blessings that he gives us, Paul encourages us all to be restored. And it's easy to get that sense and an encouragement in his words, to be with one another agreeing. We have this Christian community around us that we're all a part of, and Paul encourages us in that community to make the faith tangible. In his blessing today, we hear Paul encouraging all to be restored, to listen to his words, to agree with one another, to live in peace, to greet one another with Christ's presence. Even as this letter was written hundreds of years ago in a completely different world for a completely different society and community in a unique time and setting of Paul, the same words that we hear throughout his letters are ones that apply and ones that we need to hear even today. To have that reminder to be restored in Christ's presence. To have that ability to walk away from the things that are distracting us, from the voices and things that lead us away from God, to call us into living a life that leads others into Christ's presence, that leads others into God's love and welcome that we all experience. We hear Paul's encouragement of listening to the words, to be an example of the faithful servants as we follow God's call in our lives, as we follow the saints who have gone before us walking the walk they have walked, as we live a life that mimics the footsteps that Christ has laid out and modeled already for us. Paul encourages us to agree with one another, to engage in those productive, meaningful conversations, to not get distracted by those voices, or those people, or those things that are trying to tear you down. To not get sucked into the disagreements of those who are trying to pull you away from your faith. Paul tells us to live in peace, to always go sharing God's love, to recognize that everything and everyone around us is a beloved creation of God. We're called to go and be the hands and feet of God in our world today. Paul tells us to greet one another with a holy kiss, to greet one another in Christ, to share the peace, to exclaim the love, to gather even more into that presence and that love of God. And as we go about our lives doing these things, living out our faith in those tangible ways, we know that God is always with us. We know the way we are to live in Christ's name. We know that the Spirit empowers us and stays with us as we do that, as we show our faith. But Paul also knows that it's nice to be reminded of that. We sometimes make mistakes. We can sometimes make the wrong choice or do the wrong thing. We can all live in sinful ways. We can rush towards the ending just to continue pushing and rushing past it. But Paul uses those endings as a reminder of our life that we are called to live. We're called to be the faithful, to not just leave our faith at church waiting for the end of the service, but to take that ending with us out into the world. Leaving all of the places that we go, the interactions we have, the people that we meet with that same grace and peace, with that reconciliation, with that presence of God always with us that Paul leaves all of his interactions with. So friends, siblings in Christ, hear again these words from Paul and take them with you as you go out into the world, resting in the blessings that are promised to each of us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Join me now in another word of prayer. We pray for the church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Almighty God, we pray for the whole church as we gather together to share in your blessings. We ask you to continue holding us in the promises of love and forgiveness as we follow your call to be the church. Creator God, we rejoice in all aspects of your grand creation. We ask for your continued guidance as we tend to the land around us in the midst of climate and environmental changes. May you be present as you bring us to see the beauty in the way creation honors and responds to your works in our world today. We ask that you continue using creation to reveal your grandness and love to us. Protecting God, we pray for the whole family of Christ. We ask that you continue to comfort those who feel alone or grieve, that you heal those who are sick, that you let your love be felt in those who feel unworthy and unloved. Teach us what it means to love those around us in the same way that Jesus had throughout his own life. Guide us to embody the work and ministry of Jesus as we are the called and gathered body of Christ. Gracious God, we trust in your promises to us and go out in faith with the gifts and blessings and promises that you freely give to us to share the good news with all. And we pray all of these prayers and the silent ones of our heart in your holy name. Amen. Now, friends, siblings in Christ, may you go in peace. May the love of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen.